I like the way she said that. She said, I got to do it. And I tell you what, I wish we had more had that kind of willingness. I got to do it. And I think, you know, we've got a desire, just don't act on it. But I praise God for Sister Nita's obedience there. Luke chapter number 5. If you want to get your King James Bible out, open it up. If you don't have a King James Bible, well, just use the one you got for a cushion. I'll preach to you the Word of God. And, you know, God, He's not much interested in change other than the change He does in us. But He said, I, the Lord, change not. He settled His Word in the heavens, commanded to 1,000 generations. His Word doesn't change. And that's one thing I like about God, that it doesn't change. Amen. Luke chapter 5. We'll read several verses here, but I'm going to preach only on one of them. But we're starting out a new year. We'll just get us a good ample portion of the Word of God. Luke chapter 5, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon Him to hear the Word of God, I welcome that, He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, that's important, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I want to use verse number 8 for a text verse. And I want to preach where Peter said, I am a sinful man. I want to preach on that for a text this morning. And we'll go to God in prayer. Lord, it's the first Sunday of this year. Lord, how blessed we are to be able to see another year. A lot of people, Lord, didn't get to see this year. A lot of people, Lord, didn't make it through last year. And Lord, they're not here today. But Lord, we are. Father, we're here for the purpose of worship. We're here for the purpose of preaching. And Lord, we can't do neither one of them without the help of God. And I just pray, dear Father, today, Lord, right now, you'd touch our heart and touch, Lord, I pray, our tongue, that we may be able to deliver the message of God today. And I pray, dear Father, you'd be honored in our effort, that we'll do our best. And I just pray, dear Lord, that you would feed, Lord, the souls that are here today, challenge the hearts that are here today. And Lord, help us, I pray, to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, to the Word and work of God, I pray. That even today, Lord, dear God, today there'll be some changes, Lord, in the beginning of this year as far as concerning you. I pray that, Lord, you'd do that work here today. In Jesus' blessed name, we'll ask it all. Amen. You know, the Lord here wanted to use their boat, and they allowed Him to use it, and He wanted to give them something for using their boat, and He filled both the ships up with fish, and the sight was so great. Peter was astonished at that sight, but He done something I'd like to see a lot of people do, was He fell down at the feet of Jesus. The Bible said he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." And I've been preaching for quite some time, and one thing I've noticed, it's not very easy to get anyone to admit they're a sinner. It's not very easy to convince anyone of sin. I mean, Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 46, he said, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" And that would be an impossibility because he is without sin, but we're not Jesus. Now, I want you to know, but in our best state, the Bible said in Psalms 39, that we're just vanity. And we live down to a day and time. I mean, you've heard statements like, "Yeah, but I didn't inhale." And you've heard statements like, I was politically correct when I made that statement. Well, I'm not going to use any of them this morning. I'm just going to be preaching gum barrel straight. And I want you to know, there's a lot of people that for some reason or another, I don't understand why, but they think the preaching pertains to someone other than them. And something like that took place in Luke chapter number 11. Jesus here in Luke 11 here, he's making a statement here, talking a little rough, talking about preaching. And in verse 45, it said, "Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto Jesus," he said, "Master, saying thus, thou reproachest us also." And Jesus just turned and preached to the amen corner for a little while. Amen. It's kind of quiet in here this morning. I'll tell you right now, we're not above sin. I'm a sinner saved by grace. The Bible said, all have sinned. Now that A-L-L includes you. One sitting next to you. The one standing in front of you. We're just a bunch of sinners. Amen. Hey, and I got good news. Jesus Christ came this world to save sinners. And if you're saved, you're going to heaven. And if you ain't, you ain't going. Amen. I mean, it's not an option. It's a mandatory. Jesus said, "Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again." Amen. It's mandated of God. I mean, you ain't going without being born again. But he turned to the amen corner. The ones that thought they was above the preaching. The ones that thought it was for someone other than them. And he preached to them one time over at Bethel Church. We had some 5-minute preaching. And there was about 15 young men. They weren't all young. They were in line to preach for 5 minutes. And they put Brother Eddie on the floor first. And I got up there and got all wired up. And I'm telling you, I had a man to preach last night, Wayne Wilson. He wasn't a preacher then. He was supposed to take care of the time. And he was supposed to stand up when your 5 minutes was up. And I read my text, and instead of preaching this way, I just turned right around, and I started preaching the preachers, buddy. And I mean, they was doing the backstroke, and there wasn't no place to back up. And I got right there with them, and I said, "I want you to know one thing. It'll cost you something to preach the Word of God." Amen. You know what? I'm sure the congregation thrilled to death. And after I got done with them, what time I had left, I turned around this way and preached that way. And let me say about the preaching of the Word of God. God said His Word would not return void. It'll prosper the thing it's sent to do. And God chose the foolishness of preaching, amen, to save them that believe. I want you to know God's got a lot to do with preaching. The Bible said, "Let every man minister as the Lord gives ability." And I'll tell you right now, all I am is a messenger boy, and the same preaching I'm preaching you pertains to me also. But they thought, "Lord, when you say such, you're reproaching us." And Jesus said, "Woe unto you also, you lawyers." You know, we got some, they're the leech, I may be the scum. At least I know I am, amen. But he said, "Woe unto you also, ye liars. You lawyers, you laden men with burdensome grievous to be born, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers." I mean, he said, "Woe unto you." Amen. But old Peter here, now you talking about an attribute. He said, "I am a sinful man." Now he told them to let down their net. And when Jesus said this, he let down his anchor. Now I'm a fisherman myself. And whenever I get where I'm catching fish, Brother Anthony, I drop anchor. That's where I want to be. And here the Lord is. He's got an honest sinner. And you know the Bible does say confession. It says with the mouth confession is made. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And lo and behold, here's a sinner that admitted he's a sinner. And I'm telling you today and I we're living in. Not very much of that going on. The Bible says in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs that fools make a mock at sin. You want to know how serious sin is? Take a look at Calvary. The Lord laid on Him the sin of us all. Look what He done to Jesus. They put a crown of thorns upon His lovely brow. They bruised and spit upon His face. I'm telling you, they beat Him over the head with a reed. They scourged Him. They crucified Him. They laughed at Him. Sin's not no laughing matter. Take a look at Calvary. I want you to know the price of sin will be paid one way or another. You'll either pay it in hell, or you'll come up to Jesus and say, I'm guilty, I'm a sinner, will you please pay my sin debt? And I'll tell you right now, the Bible says, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. That was one of the reasons He came down and went to the cross, just to be able to say, you're forgiven, glory to God, hallelujah. Y'all go ahead and sit there like a knot. I'll shout for all of them, say, man. I'll tell you what, boy, I'm not as simple as it was. But I know one thing, I'm a sinner saved by grace, amen, hallelujah. You know, Peter, he said, depart from me, for I'm a sinner. Let me say this, Jesus came seeking sinners. I'll tell you what, buddy, Luke chapter 19, verse 10, He came to seek and to save the lost. And here's an honest sinner. There are not very many today. If I ask for hands today, how many here are sinners? I'm telling you right now, probably wouldn't be very many hands go up. But I'll tell you right now, He's seeking sinners. He's seeking to save them. Amen. The Bible said He receiveth sinners, Luke 15, verse 2. How does He receive them? On His terms. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Here's the terms of God for sinners. Come. Come now. Let us reason together. Don't go to the Pope. I ain't got much use for him, Sister Carolyn. I'm not trying to be politically correct. A lot of people going to hell through religion. I'll tell you right now, there ain't one way to go to heaven. That's through salvation. Religion will get you in that category. That you hope you're going to heaven. You'll stand before God one day and you'll say, Lord, did we not cast out devils in Your name, do many mighty works in Your name, and I prophesy, preach in Your name? And Jesus will tell him, He said, depart from me, I never knew you. I mean, He's the good shepherd. He knows His sheep. He knows them by name. He's called my name before. And I've stood up and saluted heaven and said, yes, sir. What do you need? Amen. Brother Lord, I'm glad He does know my name. That's one of the songs they sung last night. He knows my name. Amen. Amen. I know my shepherd too. Amen. I'm not seeking another. I'm seeking Him. Buddy, when He comes, I'm leaving. Amen. You stay at the altar. I'm gone. Amen. I mean, glory to God. I was kind of hoping to get out of here before this year got here. But one way or another, I'm leaving out. Amen. Oh, me. He came. His terms is, come now, saith the Lord, and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, and they are, you just don't realize it. He said, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, and they are. He said, I'll make them as wool. He's got the cure. You know, if you got bit by a king cobra, I think they said you got something like 10 minutes to get that venom or whatever it is, or you're dying. Well, more lethal than a king cobra is sin. The Bible said sin, when it's finished, it brings forth death. I'm telling you, the most lethal thing I know, and the most minute dose of anything, sin will kill you. But Jesus has the cure, amen. If you can just get to Jesus, you can live. If you don't get to Him, you ain't going to live. You're going to die in your sin. And you're going to stand before God guilty of sin. And with tears in His eyes, He's going to say, depart from me. Amen. You work of iniquity, I never knew you. Oh, I'm glad, praise God, Charity, when I stand before Him, He's going to say, enter thou into the joys of the Lord. I'm going to take me a running fit. I let my dog out yesterday, and it fell coming out the door. I mean, didn't even get out. I mean, I opened the door, and it fell before it ever even got out the door, done about four flips, and took off like a missile, and made laps around the yard out there, and I thought, boy, all you're doing is encouraging me to know what it's going to be like to get to heaven, amen. I mean, just take off lickety-split. If he fall, get up and take off again, amen. I'm telling you, that dog just blesses me. I mean, you let it out, it said, wow, I'm free at last, amen. Oh, yeah, he comes seeking sinners. He receiveth sinners. Tell you what, also he's a friend of sinners, Luke 7:34. Now the world will crucify you. The world will stone you. The world will hang you. But Jesus came to save you. He died for you and He loves you. Peter said, depart from me. That's the furthest thing from the mind of God. That's the very thing He's looking for. And here's a sinner, not just a sinner, but an honest sinner. He said, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. Tell you what, it'd do good if we just be honest with God. Quit trying to whitewash and I don't know, clean the outside of the cup, you know. I have to admit, I ain't got no hair. I heard Johnny preaching last night. He said he'd come down with cancer. He didn't want nobody to know about it. And he told his wife, Caroline, he said, don't tell nobody about it. It's between me and you. She went, put it on Facebook, internet, and everything else. Get people to pray for old brother Johnny. And he thought, well, I hear all the family dropped in. He said, I thought I told you not to tell nobody. And he thought, well, I'll tell you what. He said, I'm not going to take that chemotherapy. I don't want to lose my hair. And he's got a cue ball like me. Ain't much hair up there. Oh, me. He's a friend of sinners. Oh, boy, honest sinner. I'm telling you, you ain't standing where I am, but you find out you stand where I am, not very many people honest. Not too many terrors today. Not too many concern today. Not too much conviction today. We sit there thinking, boy, you go ahead and tell them, Brother Eddie. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're a sinner. You better get to Jesus. You better get saved. And Sister Anita sung that song, and it's like this right here. That's how fast you can miss heaven. You know, people play Russian roulette, and they go, they spin that gun, they say, click, whew. They spin it, click, and one of these days they spin it, and it don't click. That's the way the rapture is going to be. One of these days, you ain't going to get to spin it again. You know, you're taking chance. You know, the Bible said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world, lost his soul? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? You lose your soul, and you'll find out how precious it is. The Bible said it's precious in the sight of God. The devil, he don't care nothing about your soul. He just hates God. God's greater than the devil. He can't do nothing to God, so he said he'd do something to something that means something to God. And I'll tell you what, he wants to damn you, keep you from heaven. Heaven is a home, have a place in hell. Hell wasn't made for you. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. But I want you to know, he said, I'm a sinful man. Depart from me. Jesus, buddy, he dropped anchor right there. He let down his net. What a honey hole. An honest sinner. I'm a simple man, O Lord. The Bible said in 1 John 1:9, if we, he could have said if I, but he went a little further and said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word's not in us. My wife made a mistake of telling me one time. She said, I don't sin like you. I said, honey, you stand corrected by the word of God. The Bible said, if we say we have no sin, we make him a liar, and the truth's not in us. I'll tell you what, all have sinned. Our problem is we're just sinners. But the good thing is He died for sinners. He loves sinners. He saves sinners. He receives sinners. He's a friend of sinners. Don't you dare say you're not a sinner, because I'm going to tell you right now, you'll stand corrected just like my wife. Now we got people today, and somehow or another they rose above sin. I'll be honest with you, I didn't rise above sin. God put my sins under the blood, amen. He removed them as far as the east is from the west. Never remember no more against me. Put them in the depths of the sea, Micah said. And I heard a preacher one time said he put up a sign and said, no fishing, devil. Amen. They brought a sinner to Jesus. John chapter 8, verse 3 and 5. I'm just glad they brought her to Jesus. But in John chapter 8, it said the scribes and the Pharisees, you better watch it bunch, brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? I want you to know, buddy, they wanted her crucified. And Jesus, he's been in the Mount of Olives. It's early in the morning. Verse 1 and 2, he's teaching the people. And right in the middle of that, this crowd shows up with this guilty sinner. They want her killed. They want her stoned. They brought her to the wrong one for that. And he became her lawyer. I'm glad, Sister Molly, that he's my lawyer. The Bible says I got an advocate. His name is Jesus. Now I want you to know he became her lawyer. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 says, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Verse 2 says, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the whole world. Amen. But they brought her to him to condemn, and he became her lawyer, and he started defending her. And I'm telling you what, they also brought her to him to tempt him. And I'll get on that here in a minute. But I'm glad, boy, I'm glad there's somebody that if you're a sinner and you can get if you can get to Jesus, I don't care how guilty you are, I don't care how bad, what case scenario it's in, if you can get to Jesus, like that woman with that issue of blood, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. If you can get to Jesus, I'm telling you, he can fix it, amen. They brought her to the wrong one, the stone. So I'm telling you what, buddy, he became her lawyer. Buddy, I'll tell you what he did. He said, he that's without sin among you, let him cast first a stone at her. Now there went some more with that. I want you to know God's not without power. And he started convicting these men. While he's doing that, the Bible said in verse 8, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And when they heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. God don't condone sin, I'll tell you that right now. He told us to live righteous, godly, and sober in this present evil world. He told us to present our lives a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. He said, let not sin have dominion. And I'm telling you right now, we're gonna mess up. That's why we got the advocate. You're gonna have to come and Brother Anthony the other day talking about rededicating your life. Sometimes rededicating your life, it's almost better than salvation. I'm telling you, it's wonderful that you can come and say, I've sinned. I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me. Amen. Amen. Oh yeah, they brought a sinner to Jesus. That's the wrong place if you want to crucify someone. You better take them to the world if you want to crucify them. But they also brought her to him to tempt him. Verse 6 says, that they might have to accuse him. You know, they hated him, and religion thought they were righteous enough to accuse to judge, to condemn, and they were more guilty when Jesus pointed the finger and said, let he that sin among you cast the first stone. They were more guilty for what they'd done and what she'd done. Amen. They set her up. They only brought one of the culprits. The other one may have been with them. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad, praise God, he advocated for her. Amen. She's without, any help. She's without hope, without God. And here she is, guilty, caught in the very act. And Jesus began to be her lawyer. Amen. Oh me, Peter said, I'm a sinful man. He came to Jesus and said that. I'll tell you what, if you come to Jesus and say, I'm a sinful person, I'm a sinful girl, I'm a sinful boy, I'm a sinner, I need to be saved. If you come to Jesus, just like Peter did, if you come just like this woman, no matter what, if you can get to Jesus, if you can come and be honest, and I'm telling you, with your mouth, say, I'm a sinner. Amen. I want you to forgive me. Jesus said, all that come to me, I'll in no wise turn away. Jesus came in this world for one purpose, to seek and save sinners. Paul said, Christ Jesus came this world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. If Jesus can save the chiefest of sinners, he can save little old common sinners like you and me. Oh me, we need to do something with this Jesus. And I'll tell you what, I can convince you of sin. Oh yeah. That's one reason people don't like preaching. Because see, preaching convinces people of the fact they ain't as righteous as they thought they was. You know, we look in our mirror, and in our mirror we look alright, but in the preaching of the Word of God, we see in God's mirror, and we behold ourselves in God's mirror, and all of a sudden we don't look as good as we once did. We start seeing ourselves as we really are. One thing that led to me getting saved is a little 8-year-old boy come in there in my bedroom, come up to his drunk daddy and said, Daddy, will you please go to church with me today? And for the first time in my life, I saw the real me. Now, I'd been blinded. I had them blinders on. The God of this world had blinded my mind. And in my own eyes, I thought I was as good as everybody else. In my own eyes, I thought I was as righteous as so-and-so or whatever, the hypocrites and all of that. But when that little boy came, and I do believe God used him, the Bible said a little child will lead him. And that little boy said, Daddy, will you please go to church with me today? For the first time in my life at the age of 34 years old, I saw the true sinner that I was. In my eyes, buddy, I'll tell you what, I saw things differently. I fell down to my knees that day. I choked on the words. It was the furthest thing from my mind. I didn't want to go to church. I just couldn't tell this little boy no. He's crying, his little lips are quivering. He looked in the eyes of his dad, which was nothing but a drunk sinner. But he got through. And I saw myself lost without God. With church, my family that day, and the preacher got up there and preached. I got mad. I thought my wife had told him everything I'd ever done. I was going to hit him on the way out the door, and she was going to be in for it when she got home. Amen. I thought they conspired against me, but neither one of them. It was God. He's plowing in my row. Amen. He got to where I lived. Buddy, he got down there where there wasn't no missing it. That's the way preaching is. Amen. And here Peter is. The sight is overwhelming. He's astonished. Peter said, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. Are you a sinner this morning? I want you to know you need to get to Jesus. Because I'll tell you right now, buddy, he won't leave you a sinner. He'll change you. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. I'll tell you right now, if you don't get that change, you ain't going. In Psalm 55, I think it's verse 11, it says, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. I do believe in changes. I want you to know I ain't the man I used to be. I may not be what I'm going to be, but thank God I ain't what I used to be. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the message today. Father, I just pray, dear Father, today, Lord, you're greater in our heart. Lord, you're more than able, Lord, to convince and convict anyone here. I pray, dear God, today, Father, in this invitation, you'd help someone to realize today they need to get saved. Lord, they've been expecting to get saved up to now and still not saved. And I pray, God, today they'd say, I need to get to Jesus. I need to get saved. I've been needing to do this for a long time. Lord, I pray today you'll get the reward of your suffering. I pray, dear Father, today you'll get the joy that was before you, that you was willing to die on that cross. I pray some sinner come today and say, Lord, I want to give you my heart. I want to be saved. I want to be one of your children. And I pray you'll help us in this invitation. Help Brother Melvin and Brother Richard. Help them, Lord, I pray. Lord, as they sing the song, Lord, I pray you'd move upon the words and the music. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let me ask everybody to stand. If you're here this morning, you're lost. One thing you need to do, you need to get saved. I mean, you don't need to join a church. You don't need to get baptized. You need to get saved. I'm telling you what, you need to get saved right now. The Bible doesn't say tomorrow's the day of salvation. It says today's the day of salvation. You'd be surprised how many people's in hell right now that had every intention of getting saved. They're just going to do it tomorrow. I remember the devil, you sat beside me. He said, you got plenty of time. Ain't no rush. Well, God just hops the devil. God says, you better hurry. It's an urgent matter. It said, today if you hear his voice, it says now's the accepted time. You're to come right now. Don't even wait for Brother Melvin or Brother Richard to sing. You're just come right now and say, I need that, Brother Ed. I need to get saved. Won't you just do it? That's what Peter did. He fell down. Said, I'm a sinner. And he got a hold of Jesus and he never was the same. Amen. What about you today? 178. You need to come this morning. I'll pray with you. I can't pray for you, but I'll pray with you. Get persuaded. Are you almost? Well, that won't do it. Works in horseshoes, but don't work in salvation. Got to be all together. Listen, it's a battle. There's a devil down here. Yeah, he's real. He'll whoop you sometimes. Yeah, he'll mess you up. Yeah, you'll mess up. But I'm glad that Jesus stands ready to forgive. Not only will he save, but he'll forgive. If you made a mistake, just come up here and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, Brother Eddie, I pray like this. I say, Lord, forgive me the times I've been less in your expectations of me. He deserves much better than what I can give. But I'll tell you what, he honors the fact that I want him to know. I want to be better. I want to live righteous, godly, and soberly. I want to press towards the prize of the high calling of God. I want to honor him in word and deed. I want to walk worthy of his name. Have you been stumbling here lately? Why not start the new year out afresh? Just confess, Lord, I want to be that what you'd have me to be. You know, he bought you, paid high dollar for you. Is he getting his money's worth? Most persuaded. There's someone here this morning lost, Brother Eddie. I need to get saved. Won't you just step out? Come on. It's a good time to get saved. New year. Oh, the Lord denies none, receiveth such as come to him. Oh, me. Hold on a minute, Brother Melvin. Let me ask real quickly, every head be bowed just for a second. There's someone here this morning, Brother Eddie, I'm lost. I am a sinner. I want God to know. I want to be saved. I want to be saved more than anything. Just raise your hand. I'll pray for you, Brother Eddie. I'm lost. There's somebody here this morning. Just raise your hand, Brother Eddie. I'm lost. Just want Lord to know. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven when I die. Is there somebody here lost this morning? God, just raise your hand. Oh, Brother Eddie, see it. God will see it. I'll pray for you. God, I honor it. I'm going to tell you right now, God honors honesty. He does. He desires truth and inward parts. There's someone here this morning. I know God gave me this message. I fought the devil tooth and nail delivered. I know God gave me this message. There's somebody here this morning, Brother Eddie. I'm lost. Remember me. Any hands? I'm going to expect to see all of you in heaven. There's a hand. God bless that hand. Is there any more hands this morning? Anybody else this morning? All right, Brother Melvin, seen one more line.
181.
181. We're just going to sing one more verse. You want to come this morning, come just like you are. God will receive you just like you are. He don't want you clean up. You can't anyway. I am without one plea, but faith thy blood was shed for me, and there thou biddest me come. He's bidding you to come. Won't you come this morning? Get somebody by the hand, say, I need to go, help me. I come. That last verse. Him waited not to rid my soul of one dark blood to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God. I come. I come. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Thank y'all for coming. Don't forget, we're going to have a short business meeting after the service this morning. Has anyone got a word on your heart this morning? Something that you need to say this morning before we dismiss? We'll give you opportunity. You got a testimony? Yeah, and then. Bless you, Sister Molly. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Amen, Sister Molly. Amen. God, she said, without him, I'm nothing. But I'm glad he took nothing, made something out of it. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Malachi, he made us jewels for his crown. He said, in that day, when I make up my jewels for my crown. And I don't understand all that. I just know I'm in the rough. Amen. God bless you, sister. Yeah. Amen. God bless you, Sister Sophie. Amen. Amen. That's good. Listen up. I come on the way up here. There were whiskey bottles all the way. That used to be my trail. And I'm glad it ain't so no more, amen. I'm drinking from a different well now. And I tell you what, I'm glad to get out of that old slop in the hole, trough, or whatever you want to call it. I'm praise God, I'm drinking living waters. Man, I'm on higher than I've ever been. Just rejoicing and loving my Savior, loving every minute of it, amen. Who else got a praise? Start off the new year with a praise for the Lord. Go ahead, Sister Christy. Amen. You know, the Bible does say he drew us with cords of love. She's right. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior. Something like that. I'll tell you, you will be tempted, you will be tried. But I'm glad there is a great Savior. Amen. He loves sinners. Anybody else this morning?
I thank the Lord for all the things he's brought me through, all the way through this year. It's been a rough year. But also been a blessing.
Amen.
I had the Lord with me the whole way. You know, me and Andrew, we kind of went on a mission this weekend. I had a terrible dream. Some of y'all know about some of my dreams. They're sent from the Lord, and I know what they're sent for. And I had to go find the child that I used to take care of when she was small. I had to tell her about this dream. I hadn't seen her in 2 years. She's married, got four little kids of her own, and you know, so it just shows how long it's been since I've been around her much. But it's been 2 years since I actually saw her. And I thought, okay, I can do this, Lord. You said go, I'm going. So I thought, I'll go to my mom. So I'll ask Mama where she lives now, and that'll be it. Oh, no, it took us over 2 hours to find out where she was.
Amen.
And then it took us 40 minutes. The Lord said, it ain't going to be easy.
Bless her.
It took us about 40 minutes to get to where she was. We went in the backwoods and hills and hollers and all we went through. And we finally got to her, and, you know, I went in and I done what the Lord asked me to do.
Amen.
And, you know, it was a terrible thing that I had to do. She's not a Christian. And I had to go and witness to her and tell her about this dream. And it was very hard. It was very hard, but yet it was rewarding. And
right.
The response I got, of course, when I first started talking, she rolled her eyes. You know, she's right. Kind of, she's a lot younger. She's in her 20s, but she's still kind of teenagey. You know, she started married life when she was very young.
Right.
So she was still in the teenagey life in her mind. And so I kind of got my eyes rolled. And then when I got serious with her and told her how much I loved her and told her how much Jesus loved her.
Right.
You know,
amen.
And my middle name was Gage. She always called me Gage. She said, Gage, I'll be calling you there. You'll be hearing from me. And I don't know whether I will or whether I won't. Her father-in-law's a preacher.
Amen.
And she said, he never pressures me, but he reminds me. And, you know, it was very hard. But I'm glad that I did what the Lord had me do.
Amen.
It was not, you know, it was just Jesus. You know, I was all bagged out, my hair all up, and wasn't even looking like nothing. I don't even know if she recognized me when she first saw me. But, you know, I was there on a mission for
amen.
The Lord is there for. And I wanted her to see Jesus anyway. I didn't want her to see me.
Bless you, sister.
You know, I just thank the Lord that I got to go and do, and I hope that it makes a difference in what he sent me
to. I guarantee it made a difference. The best thing that made a difference is you've done it. You obeyed the Lord. You know, that's one thing the Bible said, obedience is better than sacrifice. To obey. And she obeyed the Lord. If God put something on your heart, remember one time, Lord woke me up at 3:00 in the morning, told me to pray for someone. I had no idea. Fell down, not knowing. Lord, I'm praying for this person. I don't even know what they need. But Lord, I lift them up to you. But way of prayer, just do it. We don't always know what's going on, but God does. And he works in ways we don't understand. His ways are past finding out. Anybody else? Sister Margaret's got some papers on reading the New Testament through, and you can see her and get one of them. Anybody that can stay for the business meeting, I'd like for you to. If you need to leave, I want you to understand. I understand that. I know all of us have busy schedule, but if you can stay, I'd like for you to stay for the business meeting. Anybody else got anything on your heart? We'll let you testify. If not, amen, Sister Carolyn. Amen. I'm glad he will be there. Amen. He's faithful. Let's see if I can stop this thing.